So, Brian, the Highland Capital Management, you guys have mutual funds, ETFs, BDC, interval fund, and a REIT. So you guys are all over the place here. You're some in real estate and in other things here. So just give us a little background of Highland Capital.
Sure. So we were founded in 1993. We specialized in credit initially, and we broadened out. Our institutional business today is about 70%, 60% of our AUM, and the rest is registered products, which you'd mentioned. Our theory is that we want to bring as wide of a variety of product as we can to our partners, allow them to choose what they want. So we bring them solutions, they choose the one they want. And so that's why we have such a wide array of products.
Well, I've got to say that you are unique here, even for ADESA, because most of the people I have met and have talked to have been more specialized. But you guys have half a dozen different funds and ways for people to invest. Let's focus on one of those that's really quite unique, the Business Development Company, or BDC, that's focused on healthcare. How did that come about?
So Highland made a strong commitment to healthcare as a sector many years ago, and today we have a team of 11 professionals focused just on healthcare. They range from we have a PhD on staff for the biotech sciences and those types of investments, so he can really dig in and analyze and understand that. We have workout specialists, so we do distressed deals in healthcare as well as other industries. And when we look at the landscape, we like to invest with demographics. And if you look at just in the United States alone, the demographics, our population is getting older. We've got approximately 10,000 people a day turning 65. People are living longer. Healthcare itself is increasing the lifespan with new technologies, new either non-invasive or less invasive procedures. Biotech and things like that are helping us to look at cancer in a different way and trying to find cures for cancer that will prolong life. And then, not to mention the pharmaceutical industry, we probably all take a number of pills just to, stay alive or keep the blood pressure down or whatever. So there's a lot of documented studies that show that as you get older, you consume far more healthcare. Somebody who's under 65 consumes just a little bit under $10,000 a year in healthcare. As they get older, it starts to double and then double again. So you've got a lot of people getting older. You've got a lot of people living longer, and that all takes money.
So now this is a business development company, a BDC. So you are making primarily loans, I presume, to private companies. Is that it?
Yeah, the primary focus is to originate debt to companies that we feel are well-positioned. They're smaller companies that, your typical middle market that BDCs focus on. And we want to loan them money and get both our principal repaid as well as take warrants and equity upside.
So you say healthcare. Okay, so what kind of companies are you talking about here?
Well, healthcare is a huge sector. It covers everything from technology, like IT technology, to development of new surgical equipment, to real estate, to pharmaceuticals, biotech, etc. So we cover pretty much that entire spectrum. But what we wouldn't focus on the BDC is a company that's sort of, in a venture state or startup state. Maybe they have a good technology or great technology, but they're, early in FDA trials, let's say, and they don't have a product that generates cash flow. We would stay away from a company like that. We'd focus on the types of companies that are a little more mature.
Now, we've seen healthcare take a hit lately. We've seen healthcare REITs take a hit. We've seen pharmaceuticals take a hit, thanks to Hillary. And we've seen biotech take a hit. So do you see this as just being the kind of thing that sectors go through and that they're going to bounce back?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely the latter. If you look at healthcare really since the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, it's had a somewhat of a prolific run, particularly biotech. We see the pullback as healthy, certainly short-term pain, but the demographic story is still intact, and that's over time that fundamental will overtake all of the technicals that you're seeing right now and continue, we think, the upward climb of healthcare.
So do you see, moving beyond the BDC here, do you see, Brian, Highland continuing to be in several different areas? Do you guys plan to kind of consolidate it all, or do you plan to expand? Where's Highland going?
Well, we're viewing the market in a couple of ways. One is we want to have a sector focus, and our three sectors are energy, healthcare, and real estate. Energy obviously has had its problems in the past year and a half. The other way we look at it is just the product that we offer. You mentioned at the beginning ETFs all the way to non-traded REITs and BDCs. We expect to continue to have that kind of diversity, because we think that as the investing public gets more and more access to those types of products, they're going to continue to grow. And we want to be a leader in all of those. And we think that there's a place for alternatives in each one of those different product types.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You not only are into mutual funds and ETFs and interval funds and BDCs and REITs, but they're all alternative focused, which really makes you guys pretty brave, right?
Yeah, you know, one of our core philosophies as a firm is that there's a lot of people out there offering products and strategies. And so you don't need the 101st just down the fairway type strategy. So we try to come in and do something different. We believe in true alpha generation, and that's what you pay us a fee for. If we're going to mimic an index, you should just buy an ETF. So yeah, we think that that's the best way for us as a business to grow and to offer what we have to offer to clients.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. This has been very, very interesting. And again, you certainly have an eclectic company, and our best wishes for your continued success here.